The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, team? Welcome to the Wellness Check-In Club, the podcast where we practice self-care on the go and give you actionable wellness tips in less than 15 minutes.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the club and welcome to this really exciting episode. Essentially, what we're going to talk about today is how to live a life that you want to live. I think that should be a pretty simple task, but it's unfortunately not in the world that we live in. But I hope that this episode can give you some tangible ways to rearrange your day, even today, so you can feel like you're essentially living your dream life or getting to the point where you're living your dream life. So something that I've been doing lately is thinking about my first 20 minutes of the day and my last 20 minutes of the day and really just evaluating what it is that I'm doing with that time. If you're super, super busy or you have children or people that you're taking care of, then it might be more tangible to think of this in a shorter time period. So maybe that first like 5 to 10 minutes and last 5 to 10 minutes of your day. And what we want to think about in this framework here is how we're deciding to spend that time. So if you have 5 minutes when you first wake up, what are you using that time for? If you're using it to go on your phone and scroll, think about how that scrolling on your phone is making you feel. If you use that first 5 minutes to like check your email and like your work email, like your corporate 9-to-5 email, and you're waking up at 7 a.m. and you're checking your email first thing in the morning, like right when you roll over to your phone, how is that making you feel? And what is that like? How is that setting you up for the day? So really thinking about taking this moment to really think about how you're spending that time and how it makes you feel. So for me, I started to get in a rut a couple months ago because I was rolling over to my phone. First thing I was doing was checking my email, checking Instagram, going on TikTok. And it was a cycle of like, that was the order. It was like, check my email, check my Instagram, check TikTok. And then the fourth thing that I was doing was looking at my texts and responding to things that I hadn't responded to either the night before or like my text messages, they were at like at least 150 unread. I was like not responding to people because of the way that I was spending my time. All I was doing was scrolling and responding to emails. Like that's not how I wanted to spend my time. And if that makes you happy and makes you feel fulfilled, absolutely freaking do it. But if it's making you feel similar to how I was feeling, where I was just instantly drained, like my first 10 minutes of the day, I was doing all this checking and responding, maybe even longer, like 30 minutes in bed, if I'm being realistic, I was scrolling, responding, all these things. And then I would get out of bed and I would actually mentally feel exhausted already from that first 30 minutes. And that's when I knew that I needed to evaluate what I was doing and how it was making me feel, because it was really setting me up for a day of feeling exhausted. And I couldn't show up 100,000% to everything else in my life. I wasn't responding to text messages. I wasn't really able to talk to my close friends and family on the phone at length because it was just stressful to do that. And so what I did was I evaluated what I was doing, how it made me feel, and then I made a change. So what I told myself was, I need to think about how I want to spend that time and what is going to bring me the most joy and light me up the most. The first thing, obvious if you know me, have to take care of Krishna, my dog, because that's what really lights me up. And I know that as soon as I wake up, he gets up. And even if I'm sitting in bed scrolling and whatever, he'll think that I'm asleep. And that's just not fair to him. Like when we could be spending that 30 minutes of time together. So first thing I do, I get up, brush my teeth. Like, I go to my phone to turn off the alarm, but I'm not spending that first couple of minutes to actually go on it. And that took a lot of self-control. I'm not telling you that, like, this is going to happen in, like, tomorrow, because you might still get that urge to check and scroll and check your email. Like, it's become a habit. So what we really need to do is reward our new habit. So what I do is I get up, I turn my alarm off, I go to the bathroom, I brush my teeth, and the first thing that I do after I brush my teeth is spend some intentional time with my dog, petting him. And that dopamine release of, like, giving him a nice, like, belly rub, or when he, like, puts his paws on me, like, kind of gives me a hug, that is the best feeling in the entire world for me. Like, giving him love and then receiving love from him, it literally, I'm tearing up thinking about it. I feel like I tear up in every episode lately. But that brings me so much joy. And that joy that I receive from that activity, my brain is viewing that as a reward, and it's creating this new habit of, like, after I brush my teeth, I get this really great reward. So that makes me want to get up out of bed and brush my teeth and get the reward of petting him. Because the way that my body and brain works is, like, once I'm up and out of bed, I have to be doing something. Like, I can't just sit down. So then it forces me to go out, take him on a walk, come in, like, feed him, feed myself, and it really gets my morning going. So start to think about how you're spending the time, how it makes you feel. Now we're at the next step of thinking of the things that bring us joy and trying to do that thing. So getting out of bed and then thinking of a reward for ourselves. So something that's going to reward this behavior of getting up out of bed and getting your day started. And maybe that's, like, maybe this getting out of your bed and what brings you joy is movement. And the first thing that you want to do once you get out of bed is stretch. You want to hop out and start to stretch. Then your reward after that could be brushing your teeth. Maybe you love the way that your toothpaste tastes, and that's, like, a little reward. So the reward, like, framework of this, of building this habit, it comes from this cycle of a cue, a reward, and the routine. Sorry, it goes cue, routine, and then reward. So it's this framework of habit building. The cue could be your alarm going off, and then the routine would be getting out of bed to do an activity, and then the reward, in my case, would be petting my dog and getting that, like, sense of joy and that sense of happiness. So creating this new habit is really just a routine. It's doing it repetitively over and over, and that reward piece is what signals to our brain that we did a good thing. It's signaling to our brain that we're enjoying it, that we get, like, a sense of dopamine from it and a sense of, like, joy and happiness that we did it. And thinking about it in that way and creating this sort of habit loop can be super, super helpful. So we're thinking about what we're doing, we're going to make a change, and that's what we're going to plan to do for the rest of the week. So I encourage you to think about how you want to spend your first and last 20 minutes of the day. Think about how it makes you feel. And if it's making you feel like shit, it's time to change and start to think about that routine that you want to implement and that reward that's going to help you feel good about it pretty much instantaneously. I really, really hope that this was helpful, and I truly appreciate you being here so, so much. And I'll talk to you next time. Love you lots.